I'm going to jot down. This is Jeannie, and you were number three. Okay, the recording number three. All right, so I'm going to share my screen again. I will go back here, and I'll open you up, and then I'll... Okay, Jeannie, here we go. Link to genetics folder. All right, and it's okay for me to share my screen with the group? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, I just have to make sure.
Yes.
Okay. Share. Nope. Jeannie R. Okay, now that I shared all of mine with you, it's like, you know, what more do I have? Hey, here you go. You got to see my genes. Okay, so Jeannie, we have we'll go to your genetic detail. Now, you've had this done before. We've done this. So if you, for you, it's different. If you have specific questions that you want, that, you know, I don't want to go through the whole thing and just say, hey, tell you stuff you already know. So I'm going to set the clock for timer for 15 minutes each. Okay. All right. Particular questions?
I have the sheets, and I've, you know, I mean, I've gone through, and I've kind of, I've got those highlighted with the ones that, you know, I really need to work on. But I think I was hoping that I could get you to help me with just, and I actually have the book. So I, you know, I mean, when I get my book out and I really look at it, but I don't all the time remember. I mean, there's a few of them that I know really well, like zinc is red and I just know I need to have zinc. But you know, that I just need something, I think, that will help me know that there's certain things that I need.
Yeah. So what I would recommend is that I see you started taking notes and this is great. So I would just write down on here, and as we go through, make sure that you're aware of what everything, all the things that are important for you to avoid and to do. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's look at
I think those are the notes I took from last year as well.
Oh, that's the one that you took from last year. Okay.
No, that's 19.
Okay. 10, 19. I would say let's just keep adding to this, and I'm looking at this phosphatidylcholine. Let's look at this and see what else we see from here. What I'd like to see is your avoids, which I think most of them you're doing, but there may be some subtle things in there. And let's go from there. Yeah, so the 2E1, and we go back to this sheet, right? So you would go to the 2E1. And go, okay, metabolizes. So you don't drink, you don't do your nails, hopefully, but if you do, not a good idea. Anesthetics, benzene. So most of this stuff, you know, you're not eating stuff that's problematic. So the 2E2 is not going to help hurt you at this point, right? It's just do all the good stuff that you know how to do.
Right.
And if we scroll down, you know, glutathione could be helpful. Here's, you know, I'll add my woo-woo to my science. Glutathione. I just think it's a good thing to have around, liposomal glutathione, because it's like, if there's exposures, if you've under a stressful period, good idea. Do you need to take it every day? Maybe, maybe not. You take your glutathione, you hold it to your body, and you ask your body, do you need this now? And if you go forward or backward, you have to test that a little bit yourself first. You know, give me a yes answer. Give me a no answer. Okay.
Okay.
Do I need this now? So I would get yourself a bottle of liposomal glutathione, keep it in the refrigerator to keep it fresh, and then just periodically grab it, right? Because you've had a cancer in the past, so you want to make sure that all your cylinders are firing. Do you want to add yet another thing to your... No, right now in all this paranoia about virus and stuff, I have a whole bunch of liposomals and I just test them every day. And I took my little drink earlier today And I put glutathione in it because my body said yes to it. I put like vitamin C in it, liposomal. I put a lot of stuff in here. My husband said it didn't taste so good because I made enough for the two of us, but I didn't think it was bad. It was quercetin, vitamin C, glutathione, couple of pieces of garlic, ginger, turmeric, vitamin C, did I say that? Zinc, iodine, a ton of stuff, right? And I just blended it all up
together
with lemon juice and I put apple cider vinegar and then cayenne. So it's like a super immune tonic, right? But I didn't put anything in it that my body said no to. I just put things in there that my body said yes to.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, let's drink it. It wasn't bad. I put omega-3 fats in there. You know, it's like, let's just support the immune system when it needs it, right? Especially with the SNPs, you know? Yeah, you know, the MTHFR, right? You know, about folate and lots of green leafy vegetables. I generally don't take, I have two double MTHFRs. I have both of these, mine are yellow. I don't take folate. I just eat lots of green leafies and drink my smoothies and drink juice. Generally speaking, you know, I generally don't think that people who eat the way we do need to take the extra folate on a regular basis. Right. Okay. But you do have a little bit of, you have a problem with the pathway, not just the MTHFR, but like a couple of other steps in the pathway. So super important for you to be very regular. And if you're not taking a green juice, a green smoothie, a lot of greens, that you do take some extra folate, right? To make sure that this pathway is optimal. This one's related to B12. And so, you know, making sure that you keep your B12 status up. Again, I would just have a bottle of liposomal B12 on hand and just test it. I test it. Lately, I've been taking it every day because it's been testing every day as I've been doing this immune support thing. But generally speaking, it tests maybe twice a month and that's all I take it. So tune into your body, right? Tune into your body. But B12 is important there. You have CBS and then you have some sulfation pathways. Now this I can advise you in two different ways. It's possible that this means that the pathway for this particular gene, and it takes homocysteine. You have high homocysteine, don't you? Slightly, or you have in the past, okay? And we've talked about this before, B6. B6 is super important for you. Okay, so if I go back down to here, B6, and you have a heterozygous on B6. So given that your homocysteine is a little on the high side, and you've got these sulfur genes, the extra B6 can help you to bring that homocysteine down below into the pathway. And if I were to show you guys, it'll be totally confusing, but I'll show it to you. Some of you may want to see it. Okay. This is the stuff that you're finding out information about when you do your genetic reports. This is overwhelming, but if you just think about it as two circles, one here and one here, right? The MTHFR is down here. You're a little delayed there. You're a little delayed there. So we're trying to get rid of homocysteine, recycle it, and break it down into SAMe so it goes into some other pathways in your body. If yours is slightly high, it either means you're not recycling it that way or you're not sending it that way. So you've got some genetics. This one is actually red, the CBS. What's required to take it down is nitric oxide, B6. B6, right? So B6 is important. We've talked about that before, B6 being important, okay, to bring it down. Okay? Yeah. And what else do we have here? So with the ApoE, 3-4 probably, you want to, you know, you being on a mostly plant-based diet is a good thing because you're not handling, you don't handle saturated fat real well.
And does that include, I always wonder about that. Does that include things like coconut? And
I've never gotten a real clear answer on that. I've never been able to see. It's just, I wouldn't overdo any saturated fats.
Okay.
Right? Overdo is the key word. And you're a 3-4, not a 4-4. Some other things that stand out. Again, B6 is so important for dopamine, and you do have some dopamine pathways. Dopamine can cause an interference with motivation, like, this is too hard, I don't want to keep doing this. It can also cause some depression. Generally not anxiety. Anxiety would be more like this GAD stuff, but it could, because it affects, the DRD affects dopamine in particular, the COMT, which you're fine on. So I'm just getting the B6 and making sure that you have the stomach acid that you're absorbing and utilizing your protein and turning it into the amino acids you need to make neurotransmitters. Avoid gluten. Did I say avoid gluten? Yeah, avoid gluten. And you have a tendency towards inflammation based on these. You're more high risk. So really keeping, you know, the leaky gut at bay, avoiding the gluten, and eating that the way you are, have been eating more, and keeping your ketones in a, you know, low, mild nutritional ketosis is important for inflammation. Ginger, turmeric, all those really good anti-inflammatory type foods on a regular basis is very helpful. And then your probiotics, your FUT2s down here, all right? Those relate to how well your body can feed your good organisms, in particular, the bifidobacter. Mm-hmm. So keeping, you know, your daily probiotic foods, adding some bifidobacter, if you are going to make your own, get some powdered bifidobacter from Custom Probiotics and add some of that.
I have that.
Yeah.
I'm doing that one.
All right, so you are doing that one. Nitric oxide foods. Arugula. Spinach, but it's high in oxalates, so I'd go careful on that one. But arugula is your friend, right? Beet greens, actually. But again, higher in oxalates, so you want to be a little careful with that. And then on your vitamins, B6, D, a little bit on the A. You probably don't need that on a regular basis. Just eat lots of beta carotene foods. But zinc is super, super important. You know, liquid zinc. Check to see if there's a zinc patch, if it's not getting in through your gut. But the zinc is super important.
Okay.
Again, folate receptors, B12. Okay. This one, I'm just going to, after we take a break, I'm just going to come back and give everybody an interpretation of this section you can do on your own, because I don't have these memorized, like which one's fast switch, which one's slow twitch. So I'll come back with that. And then for everybody, I'll just say, okay, look at this section. Basically, it's giving you the idea of, do you tend to be doing better? Will you tend to do better with running, like, you know, sprint type running? Will you tend to do better with, like, you know, slow jogging, walking, that kind of thing, weightlifting, etc.? So we can get some information about that. The other part that I want to make sure of, you know, and it's really being careful about your injuries and your collagen support. So, you know, the protein powder from Sun Warrior is a good one. There's that one from Glow, Amazing Grass Glow, that has good collagen support in there, adding that to your smoothies. I like things like nettles and horsetail and have all that silica for bone support. I would tend to want to have you doing that with this profile.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That is good. All right. Like I said, I have all the charts. I have them
all marked,
and I've got the book. So, I mean, I know where to get the information. I want to make sure I know what the most important ones are.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, given, I would say the add-on thing would be check the glutathione.
Okay.
Because that can affect your immune system and your detox pathways.
Okay.
And the B6, making sure you're getting enough of that.
Yeah, that was something I kind of starred, because you actually said that a couple of different times on
some. Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's all coming together, like the genes, and then maybe it was the Dutch test. I don't remember off the top of my head, but you know, it all comes together and says, yeah, I think we should be focusing on B6.
Right. Yes.
Okay. You have a minute left if you have any more questions.
I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just so interested in it. I think your story is definitely one that makes us all think, you know, you can have the genes that aren't the best, which I have a lot of the same family history. And, you know, so it just makes me want to do everything I can.
Everything you can to take care of. Yeah, I agree. It's so important. All right, let's see. Stop your recording.